to talk about monkey branching, which is the act of a woman looking for another partner that she can branch on over to before she breaks up with her current boyfriend. What she'll do is she'll stay in her current relationship until she's found a suitable replacement. Typically, a woman is looking for an upgrade, a man of higher status than her current boyfriend. What I'm going to do is tell you specifically why this is immoral. But first, let's listen to what she has to say.
Women do, I think they seek to find someone who is quite high status. But at the same time, there's like the complex of your comparative. So they won't break up with someone because the comparison to what they have now, being in a relationship with someone that maybe isn't so high status, would be not being with anyone while they're waiting to find someone else.
So what she's saying is that women do look for high status men, but that a woman who's in a relationship with just an average guy still considers herself to be more high status than she would if she was single. So before she breaks up with her partner, what she does is a calculation to figure out where this is going to put her, what position in life she'll then be at. After she's done those calculations, if she thinks that she's going to be in a worse off position after breaking up with her boyfriend, then she won't do it. However, it's the next part of this video that I want you to pay attention to, because she's going to explain the concept of monkey branching and how it works perfectly.
So maybe wait until they found like a person, yeah. And then...
Yeah, I think they won't like break up with someone in the hopes they will find someone else of a higher status, but they might break up with someone knowing that they have someone of a higher status. It's like they can get information.
Like she says, a woman is unlikely to break up with her boyfriend on the off chance that she's going to be able to attract another. But if she has a guarantee, she has somebody in mind, somebody that she can go to, well, then she's going to break up. This is where we run into the concept of orbiters, you know, men that she's put in the friend zone, people who she keeps to the side with just enough interest so that potentially, if something goes wrong with her current relationship, she has a couple of backup options. Now, even though I'm talking about women in this video, men are absolutely capable of monkey branching too, maybe trying to trade up to a younger, hotter girlfriend. I'm not one of those people that thinks that all women are evil and that all men are absolute saints. There are good and bad people in both genders. However, from what I've seen in our society, monkey branching is almost an exclusively female phenomena. And I don't think it's because women are necessarily evil, it's just that they're the privileged gender in the dating market, and so they have a lot more opportunity to do so. The dating market in the West is heavily skewed in the favor of women. They are literally swimming in male attention. So with such an abundance of options available to them, it's really easy for women to find backup men. If you're not convinced that women have an easier time in the dating market than men, just do a quick YouTube search for like Tinder experiments, and you'll see that the average woman in an hour can be blowing up with like 500 matches, whereas the average guy gets zero. So that just is the reality of our dating market. Women can monkey branch a lot easier than men can. However, I'm of the personal opinion that if a man was able to go on Tinder and find 500 women desperate to meet up with him, you'd see a lot more male monkey branching as well. This is not a video about genders. I want to talk specifically about why the act of monkey branching is immoral. So let's take the example that she spoke about. Let's say a woman is in a relationship with an average guy. She's not happy in the relationship. She's not satisfied. And she thinks that she can do better. The moral thing to do in that situation is to speak to him about your relationship. Air your concerns, communicate, try and find what the problem is, talk about it, you know, try and fix the relationship. You owe him that. If you've tried all available methods to salvage the relationship and nothing has worked, well then, yes, now it's okay to break up with him. Now, the woman might say, oh, but I don't want to break up with him, you know, I don't want to be alone. Well, yeah, it sucks, you're now single and that's uncomfortable, but you have to understand that you're not the only person that's being affected here. It is immoral to continue in a relationship that you've already mentally and emotionally checked out of. You are exploiting that other person and leading them on. You're just wasting their time. In all the time that you've spent stringing that person along, not being honest about your intentions, they could have been using that time to find a different partner. What you're really doing is stealing their time, or more accurately, you're defrauding them of their time. You are actively engaged in exploiting that person for your own benefits. You can't make purely selfish decisions. Yes, you have a right to seek your own happiness, but that right never extends to a right to exploit another person. If you're unhappy in your current relationship, but you don't want to end it until you find a replacement boyfriend, you're stringing that person along and you are stealing that person's happiness. This is why I condemn monkey branching and I consider it to be an extremely immoral act. Doesn't matter who's committing it, man or woman, it is wrong. So if you're in a relationship and you're not happy, don't start flirting with other people. Don't have wandering eyes and start looking around for something better. You owe your partner the truth. You need to communicate and be honest with them about why you're unhappy. Whether you're able to fix the relationship or ultimately you do need to break up is ultimately irrelevant. What is important is the way that you handle it. And the only way to handle it that is moral is with honesty and truth.